When the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago, many Democrats were devastated. Politically, it was a different story, however, as the issue of abortion rights helped them overperform in the 2022 and 2023 elections. The legal landscape has changed since then, but as Rich Kramer reports, Democrats are keeping the abortion issue front and center in this year's election.
A couple dozen Democrats gathered at Scooter's Bar in Eau Claire for a presidential debate watch party. Every TV was tuned to MSNBC. Some in the crowd fill out voter outreach postcards before Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump take the stage. The crowd is into this debate. They jeer when Trump claims Democrats want late-term abortions and the execution of babies after they're born. And they hang on Harris's every word as she vows to sign a bill restoring Roe v. Wade abortion rights.
Certain freedoms, in particular the freedom to make decisions about one's own body, should not be made by the government.
Thank you, Vice President.
Retired teacher Raina Fundheller of Altoona says Harris hit the nail on the head.
I think she was strong because I think there's a myth that Democrats want to kill unborn babies, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
Fundheller, who is a Catholic, says she doesn't like the word abortion, but sometimes the procedures are necessary, like when a member of her family had a tubal pregnancy.
She would have died had they not immediately, helped her in the hospital. But in a southern state, that would have been considered an abortion.
Time may have passed since the U.S. Supreme Court issued its Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, but for voters like Fundheller, the issue remains a priority. The political impact has been impossible to miss. Wisconsin Democrats made abortion rights a centerpiece of their campaign when Governor Tony Evers won re-election in 2022. And they kept it front and center in 2023 when Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz won her race by double digits. University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky says the GOP has tried to put Democrats on the defensive by making the public debate about whether the party wants any restrictions on abortion.
But that's not the debate that is happening right now in American politics.
Instead, he says it's about whether the Dobbs decision was good or bad and whether there should be national abortion restrictions.
So the Democrats are having the debate on their terms. And that's really problematic for the Republicans.
Legally speaking, the abortion landscape has changed in Wisconsin. 2 years ago, abortion clinics stopped performing the procedure out of concern it was banned under a pre-Civil War state law. They've since resumed abortions following a ruling from a Dane County judge. The language Democrats used to make their political case has also evolved. It was obvious at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago when the word freedom was everywhere, in the music, on the video screens, and in the speeches.
Tonight is about freedom.
Freedom. Reproductive freedom.
Are you ready to fight for our freedom?
As she watched speakers on the convention floor that night, Yvonne Lumsden Dill of Menominee Falls said that framing is resonating.
Women's freedom over their bodies to choose is a big issue that we're hearing at almost every door that we knock. So I think it's going to become even more prominent and newsworthy as we get closer to November 5th.
In a written statement, the anti-abortion group Wisconsin Right to Life told WPR that despite the shift in messaging from Democrats, their positions remain out of step with Americans. Clearly, the issue is getting attention. On the night of the presidential debate, Google reported that abortion was the most searched political term across the nation and in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.